Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sidelined. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
And I'm your co-host, Morgan Matz.
And in today's episode, we will be doing our NFC North preview for the NFL. Like always, you can tweet myself @A_Ouellette31.
And @MorganMatz1.
And also, our blog talk radio channel @the_sidelined as well. So let's kick it off. NFC North, we've got the Bears, we got Green Bay, Lions, and Vikings. Let's start it off like at the bottom, like our last episode, the AFC North with the Bears. They were 5-11 last year, went 0-6 in the division last year, and let's just hit off about some noticeable moves. They got a new head coach, Matt Nagy. I'm excited for that. But off-season-wise, what are you most excited about with the Bears?
Definitely adding Allen Robinson as a target for Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky, you know, young guy, still learning the ropes. But adding a receiver like him, better than what he had last year for receivers.
Yeah, and the biggest issue about Allen Robinson is that knee, because he tore his ACL last season.
Yeah, ACLs are tough to come back from, especially as a receiver.
But more and more with how the medical healing process and everything has advanced, it seems like players are able to come back from those injuries.
So hopefully he hasn't lost a step.
Yeah. But not only that, they signed Trey Burton, who was a tight end from the Eagles, who was, Zach Ertz was number one,
yeah,
and then Burton was kind of that two or three guy. But other than that, I found they didn't have anyone else.
They didn't really add anybody besides those two guys.
No, they signed someone from the Gabriel, he used to play for the Falcons. He's a nice slot wide receiver, so he's going to be good. But like, I really want to focus on this Matt Nagy signing. I'm pretty sure Matt Nagy comes from Chiefs organization.
Was he a defense coordinator last year? Chiefs.
No, I believe he was an offensive coordinator. And
the Chiefs weren't bad last year.
Oh, yeah. And just, I feel like he's going to help Mitch Trubisky a lot.
Well, Mitch Trubisky, he's good, but he's just, for me, he's hit and miss. 5-11 from last year, 0-6 in division.
But you gotta admit,
he didn't really have too much help on the offense.
And John Fox was not, like, Trubisky's good at play action, throwing it deep, and John Fox wanted to run the ball with Howard, and that's about it.
But
didn't trust him.
Yeah, but having Howard on your team too.
True.
You can't underuse Howard just because you're trying to get your quarterback to do something that he doesn't want to.
Yeah, but not only with Howard, I like Tariq Cohen, their smaller back.
Okay, yeah.
I like him. I hope that Nagy can utilize
both running backs.
Yep, and really use Cohen as a scat back.
Yeah, just again, like everybody knows, I'm not a huge fan on those younger quarterbacks. I'm not a huge fan of younger guys. I can't see them having, for me personally, adding Allen Robinson, adding Trey Burton. I can't see them having a better year than last year. I can't. 5-11, 6-10. That's the best I've got for them. Like, I just, and like, I don't follow the rookies very well. What's this Roquan Smith?
Roquan Smith is a middle linebacker that,
so is he
He's good.
Does he replace Joel Freeman, or does he still play there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he went somewhere else.
He was released due to a suspension. But yes, Matt Nagy, offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. Just have to search that. Yeah, Roquan Smith is an explosive middle linebacker, which I wish the Steelers could have at least caught a middle linebacker somehow.
I don't want to go back into the Steelers draft. Let's lose our linebacker and draft a safety.
Yeah, but Bears, I don't really follow them.
Bears are one of those teams that they're not really, like, besides their running back.
And defense. Their defense are usually a good unit.
But, like, I don't really follow the Bears very much.
Yeah.
They're not really a talked about team very often.
Yeah.
They might be this year.
Which, by the way, I did a quick kind of preview for the this year's, because, oh my god, last week was our last week without football. Preseason has started officially. Yeah. So this year I have the Bears going 8-8.
I disagree. Like I said, I can't see them doing any better.
Okay. This is how I've got. Lost to the Packers.
Yes.
Lost to the Seahawks. Seahawks is a tough team to think about.
Yeah. Seahawks.
Because they lost their identity completely.
Yeah, they don't have
the Legion of Boom.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree with it. I agree with it.
Okay, Cardinals.
Cardinals losing the Honey Badger. I didn't agree with that, but yeah, now, I could see them beating the Cardinals for sure.
Buccaneers.
I don't really know very many people on the defensive side for Bucs. I don't know what their defense looks like, but they're not going to have Jameis Winston for that game, are they? He's not back to
week 5.
Okay, yeah, that's a W.
He's back. Dolphins. I've gone with the win.
Yep. Agreed.
Patriots.
Tough team to beat. They're not going to beat them.
Rams.
They've got too good of a defense this year to lose.
So those are also both two L's for myself. 49ers. I have them for a win because defensively, they're better than the 49ers are offensively. You got to think, who's there for target-wise for Jimmy G?
True. Your best receiver's Goodwin there. He's 5'8". No. Yeah, agreed.
Jets, another win.
Easy win.
Bills, another win.
Yeah.
Lions, here's a win. I give them a win here, but in week 11, they take the L. They split it. Lions, this W is at home for the Bears, and then lost the next losses. Boy.
Yep.
I say they lose to the Vikings.
For sure.
Then lose to the Lions.
Yep.
Win against the Giants.
All depends on injury-wise for the Giants.
Lost to the Packers.
For sure.
And then lost to the Vikings.
For sure.
So 8-8. I feel like it's possible. I don't buy into this. We're a playoff team.
No. They're not a playoff team for a while. No.
I think they... What would you say they need to add then?
Well, probably...
Wide receiver
help? Probably one more wide receiver.
Corners, because... Prince Mukamara and Kyle... Fuller.
Kyle Fuller's good and Mukamara is good, but like Mukamara's getting older. I don't know if if you're gonna match up Mukamara with a Stephon Diggs or a Julian Edelman. Yeah, I no. They need to add some key defensive pieces, and they need to find like a weapon for Trubisky. And Trubisky needs to develop quite a bit before they make it to the playoffs.
But Nate, as a Bears fan, I'd take that as a successful year. You went 5-11 last year, going 8-8.
I don't know. I still think 7-9. 6-10.
Okay.
I don't. They have a tough division.
They definitely do.
For being a team like they are, they have a tough division.
So you're thinking, let's get on to the next team. Okay, our next team is the Green Bay Packers. They went 7-9 and 2-4 in the division. Some noticeable moves that they made. They signed Jimmy Graham, Muhammad Wilkerson, who played on the Jets, and the biggest issue, he's a good player, just didn't get along with the Jets organization. They traded to get Deshaun Kizer. They lost Jordy Nelson and another defensive player, but they signed Jareel Alexander, who's a corner. And not only did they sign draft one, but they drafted two, Josh Jackson in the second round, who could have easily been a first-round pick. Like, I'm talking this... He's a zone corner, so it's kind of iffy, but the guy's an ex-wide receiver.
He's got hands.
He's got hands. So, I think I know where you want to start off right away. Jordy Nelson. He's your guy.
I'm still a big Jordy Nelson fan. I think that's a tough loss for Green Bay. Jordy Nelson is, he's just a reliable guy. He's been Aaron Rodgers' number one guy for many years. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys that could probably throw to anybody. But just losing your main guy. And I just don't like Randall Cobb. I don't.
I like Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is good, but I just... Boot Cobb, keep Nelson. But Nelson...
Injuries.
Injury, and too expensive.
And he's getting old.
Yeah, but... What's he, 32, 33?
Yeah.
There's still some good receivers in the league that are that age. But Jimmy Graham, I think that'll help them. I think it will.
What Jimmy Graham do we see, though?
Well, if it's Jimmy Graham Saints, I think they're going better than 7-9.
Oh, that was last year.
Oh, sorry. Jimmy Graham Saints, I believe your 11-5 is close. 12-4.
Yeah.
If we see Jimmy Graham Seahawks, he's useless. Aaron Rodgers just won't. He'll forget about him.
See, this is my big Jimmy Graham just hot take. Reason why did so well, Saints, they knew how to use him. Went to Seahawks, they didn't. They were asking him to be a completely different. When he was with the Saints, he was lined up as a wide receiver sometimes, out wide. You never saw that in Seattle. You saw him always in tight, run blocking.
And he might like it better in Green Bay from a sense of he had Drew Brees, vet quarterback, really good quarterback. He Hall of Fame one day, I'm saying.
Yep.
Went to Russell Wilson, who...
Best friend. But still.
But Russell Wilson wasn't... He's not the same. Drew Brees was a pocket passer. He's... Russell Wilson? That's why he run blocks. That's why they got Jimmy Graham to run block. Going back to a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, they might have him as the same thing as the Saints used him as. Put him out as that wide receiver sometimes.
Which I'm kind of hoping they do. I
do too. Because Jimmy Graham was a top three...
Top two.
Yeah, like...
There was always the debate.
Him or Gronk, or like... When Tony Gonzalez was in the league. Those guys... But then, like, he just fell off. And, like, I just feel bad for him. Like, he's good. He's still good. It's not like he's aged out and he's just trash and he's just jumping around from team to team. He's still got some good years in him.
I definitely feel like he didn't fit him scheme-wise in Seattle. But I enjoy not only the Jimmy Graham, but they've got Muhammad Wilkerson, and then they got the two corners in the draft saying, yep, our biggest issue with Green Bay for poor Aaron Rodgers is we haven't really surrounded him with a defense.
No.
Not since their last Super Bowl win.
And, like, the Deshaun Kizer trade, that's just a... He's not going to see the field. Hold the kicks, maybe.
I'd like to see what he could do, though. I like Deshaun Kizer. My biggest issue with him was Cleveland threw him in.
Cleveland doing Cleveland, throwing their rookie quarterbacks into the dog yard. Done.
Yeah, which... I don't know what... I don't...
Different story this year for Cleveland.
So, you're thinking let's get on to their schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, their schedule... They went 7-9 last year. This year, I'm going 11-5. Let's start off. Week 1, Bears win.
Win.
Vikings win.
Like you said before we started, depends what Kirk Cousins is doing.
Yeah, it's week 2, that's...
He might not be in the groove and in the mindset yet for that.
Redskins.
Definitely.
Bills.
Win.
So right now they're 4-0. Lions.
Win.
49ers.
Win.
Right there, 6-0. Bye week. And then this is where it kind of gets a little iffy. Rams.
Rams going. They're going Super Bowl this year. That's my prediction. They got such a good defense this year. That's definitely an L.
And then... Patriots. I think it's at New England.
It's at New England. Bill Belichick's a sneaky little bugger that always got a plan for all the good guys. Definitely. Not definitely. I would say...
Toss up.
It'll be close. It won't be a blowout, but it'll be close. But Pats will probably win.
And then I have them winning against the Dolphins.
Yep.
Winning against the Seahawks.
See, just like the Bears, the Seahawks are... I haven't quite decided on what the Seahawks are going to be like this year. You never know with them.
And then they play the Vikings in week 12. I have them losing that
one. Well, if Kirk Cousins isn't into the system by week 12, they're in trouble. So if he's clicking, he's got the receivers, he's got a really good defense. By week 12, they should be a well-oiled machine. So I agree with it now.
Cardinals win.
Yep.
Falcons loss. I'm thinking...
Depending on Julio Jones, I would say that. Julio Jones had a really bad season last year.
Well, not only Julio Jones, just that offensive unit.
Depending on what their offense looks like this year. I don't know. That's a toss-up for me as well.
Bears win.
Win.
Jets.
Definitely.
And Lions week 17, I have them losing. It's tough because it's week 17.
And if they're going to make the playoffs, do you play your starters all game?
Yeah. That's one of those, if week 17 comes down and it's like, it might be close to get into the playoffs.
Then I would say they'll probably win. But if they've already clinched and it comes down to week 17 and they're, say the Lions, just say they didn't make playoffs. I wouldn't. Or even if they're fighting for one, like they need the win to get into the playoffs. I wouldn't play Aaron Rodgers all game.
But the 11-5
seems reasonable.
Seems reasonable. Highest you see them?
Looking at their schedule, I'm saying if the Falcons don't have a clicking offense, they're winning that one.
So, 12-4.
And, again, if the Vikings don't have Kirk Cousins, if he gets hurt. But still, that defense, man.
Yeah.
He's got such a good defense. I don't know, between the Week 14 Falcons and the Week 17 Lions.
So, highest 12-4.
12-4, 13-3, that's what I'm saying.
And the lowest, 11-5?
11-5, 10-5, depends. Like, I could see the Seahawks beating them. Maybe. So I'm saying lowest 10-5, highest 10-6. Yeah, 10-6, highest 13-3.
I'd agree with that. I'd agree. So come to our next team. Detroit Lions. They were 9-7 and 5-1 5-1 in the division. Some noticeable moves. They sign Matt Patricia, New England's old defensive coordinator.
He's the head coach this year, isn't
he? Yep.
Yeah.
Re-signed, I don't know how to pronounce his.
Ziggy Ansah.
Yeah. Signed LeGarrette Blount. Cut Eric Ebron. And they drafted Frank. I'll just say Frank. I cannot.
Frank R.
Who's a offensive lineman who's a center, which Detroit really needs offensive line help. It's
I'm pissed about this Eric Ebron cut. I am. There's nothing wrong with Eric Ebron. I hope they lose every freaking game this season. Why would you cut Eric Ebron?
He just didn't fit. You gotta think. Eric Ebron was a top 10 pick. Who could have they drafted? A guy that's like defensive player of the year, going to be a high paid defensive tackle. He's a Los Angeles Ram. Name's Aaron Donald. What could have that team kind of looked like? Aaron Donald, the Commodore Sue.
Yeah, that would have been a pretty vicious line.
Unless the Commodore Sue was gone, but that's what could have been. So Eric Ebron being a top 10 pick, it's just, I don't think Detroit fit him. I don't think.
So a signing like LeGarrette Blount, do you think LeGarrette Blount's just kind of like chilling? He's just like, I've won my Super Bowls, I just want to get paid, you know, run a little bit here and there. Or do you think he wants to be the number one guy here? And you think if he doesn't become the number one guy and they just play him as kind of the backup role, you run a little bit here and there, does he pull the same move as he did in Pittsburgh?
He's grown up too much, which is weird because he is like 30 something by now, but I think he grew up a little too much. He's not too much, but he's grown up too
late.
The Eagles situation that he was in last year. He was behind
JJ.
Yeah. Which, if he can do that. I think he's coming in, knows Matt. Probably maybe a buddy of Blount's, and just like, yeah, I'll take some money. But the big thing with the Lions was they needed a running back. But what can't. It was either offensive line or running back first. What came first? The chicken or leg?
Yeah.
So, I guess they went offensive line. Frank, the center. There was definitely better
players. Who's their other running back in Detroit?
Reddick. I know his name. Blanken. Your brother took him in. It's A.
Like Abdullah?
Yeah, Abdullah.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at LeGarrette Blount, a third down running back this year. If he doesn't want to be the starting guy.
Well, not only. I think he's a very, like, he'll go out of the series, sit a series, kind of. He'll have his formations.
True.
But the Ansah re-signing, that's huge because
he signed a big contract, didn't he?
I don't know, he was franchise tag. Oh. So I think he just signed the franchise tag. But Matt Patricia, this is your first ever head coach job. What can you do with the defense? Because that offensive unit, it's a good unit. It's not.
No, they're not a slouch. They've got some. They don't need help.
Maybe offense.
Maybe the line, but like
run back. But
Patricia's more of a defensive guy, anyways.
Yeah.
Signing Ansah. I don't know. Maybe if he's only got franchise tag, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't want to play there. Maybe he's on the outs. Think if someone like Green Bay signed Ansah. With Muhammad Wilkerson and Ansah?
He'd have to be a linebacker.
Who? Ansah?
Yeah. He's not big enough. Green Bay runs a 3-4.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. But, Detroit-wise, like, 9-7, they didn't make any moves to push them forward, I think.
Can we go back to Green Bay for a second? I just want to say one thing about Green Bay.
Okay.
Me and you were talking about it the other day. The Green Bay Mill linebacker's out for the season.
Yep.
Was John... No, Ryan is his last name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not John Ryan.
He's the punter in Seattle. I don't remember his first name, but...
I know. I made this...
yeah.
For...
And... So you switch Clay Matthews back to a linebacker?
Middle? From end, rush end to middle?
Well, he did start out as a middle.
He played as a rush for the longest time. Then they had to move him over. Then they moved him back. You kind of have to.
That's what I wanted to touch on. I was just...
That's tough.
I don't know. I just wanted to add on that.
So, want to look at the schedule? Let's start her off. Okay. Week one, Jets. I have them going with a win.
For sure. They have a pretty easy 2 weeks.
Week two, 49ers win.
Yep.
Could that be a toss-up game?
With the 49ers?
Yep.
No.
No?
No. Not for me.
Patriots, they lose.
Yep.
Cowboys, they lose.
With Patriots, though, do they have some kind of advantage playing offense against Patricia's old defense? Bill Belichick's he's so tricky, and he'll definitely have some kind of plan for playing against Patricia, thinking he knows the defense, but I don't know.
Bill Belichick is
he's slimy, man. He's so good and he's so slimy. But yeah, the Pats are pretty good. They're not gonna.
So Cowboys lost. Agree or disagree on that one for the Detroit Lions?
What do the Cowboys got for receivers this year for Dak Prescott?
Allen Hurns. Who else? Allen Hurns. I thought they signed someone.
And then Jason Witten retired too.
Yep. I'm blank.
Yeah, I don't know. Cowboys for me, I feel like it's going to be a rocky year for them. Even with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, I still think it's going to be a rocky year.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that's a toss-up game for me.
Yep. Packers, I have them going loss.
Yep.
Bye week, then they play the Dolphins.
Yep.
Win. Seahawks, that I have them taking a win.
I still want to see what the Seattle does with their defense this year.
Vikings, I have them taking a loss.
Yep.
Bears, a loss.
Loss against the Bears.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that Bears game is at...
in Chicago.
Yep.
Okay.
Win against the Panthers.
Yes, then no doubt.
Win against the Bears. And then loss against the Rams.
Yeah.
Win against the Cardinals.
Yep.
Win against the Bills.
Yep.
Loss against the Vikings.
Yep.
And then the toss-up week 17 game with the Packers. They get the win. So they finish 9-7. Which
is the same as last year.
But other than getting a new head coach, draft an offensive line,
getting rid of your tight end and adding a new running back.
And then keeping the same end.
And ending up with the same record.
But what else? Like,
yeah. It just almost looks like was it worth it getting some of those guys or just cutting some of those guys if you're just going to end up with the same record?
But is that a win? Is that a loss for the Lions? Like, 9-7.
Yeah, I don't know. 9-7, it could slip you into the playoffs.
This year for the NFC, no, I don't think so. It's going to be a tough year for the NFC. But it's just they didn't make, unless I'm completely wrong, any, oh my god, we got this player and we're expecting our team to be this greatness. So 9-7.
Yeah, I could see 9-7. I could also see 10-6 with the Bears game.
Yeah.
Or Cowboys. Maybe even 11-5. I'm not too sure. I don't know about that Cowboys offense yet.
But you're thinking 9-7 is the lowest?
Yep.
Ooh. We're just banging through these teams. And we're almost done our NFC preview. Let's finish off with the winners of the division, who went 13-3, I believe, last season as well. The Minnesota Vikings. This team made some noticeable moves with...
Yeah, they really didn't lose too much. They just gained.
They really got Kirk Cousins. They got Sheldon Richardson, who I really like. That's a defensive tackle.
He's a big boy for the trenches.
Yep. Drafted Mike Hughes, who's a good corner. I like him. And they also re-signed Newman.
Yep.
And then also...
He's a little older, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They re-signed Eric Kendricks, so now he's locked up. And they've also re-signed Hunter. They've agreed terms. And they've re-signed Diggs. So, everyone looks like they're locked up in Minnesota. But the biggest question is Kirk Cousins, honestly.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is a little shaky. I don't know what to say about him. I want to say he'll do good in Minnesota, but...
It's Kirk Cousins.
It's Kirk Cousins. They definitely gave him too much money.
Oh, highest paid?
He's not worth that. He's not. I can't. Oh, I can't. Oh, I don't even. It's Kirk Cousins, and you're paying him that much money.
But look what he was able to do, stat wise, with that Redskins team. Like, I'll see if I can pull up his stats quickly.
Yeah. So you think this Mike Hughes, is he gonna step in more of a role, and Newman's gonna kind of step back, but he's also kind of a safety net just in case? Or do you think Newman is still a 2-3 guy for them?
Newman, I want to say, is taking a step back. I think Mike Hughes, his biggest thing is their other corner.
Does
Trey Waynes.
I was just about to say, does Trey Waynes even have a spot on this team?
I think that's what Mike Hughes comes in and challenges.
Yeah, because he's got wheels. He's fast, but like...
He hasn't,
coming out of the draft, everybody was like, oh yeah, Trey Waynes, he's going to be sweet, but like, really?
Newman's been starting ahead of him for...
Yeah, and Newman is like...
38?
Yeah. 38, 39, and Trey Waynes is 21, 22, no, 23, somewhere around there.
24, 23, he's yeah, up there.
Yeah, well, and this old boy's just like, kid, you trash.
Okay, Kirk Cousins' stats last year with what he had for wide receiver-wise. Reed was injured.
Yep.
James
Crowder. Yep.
Being his best wide receiver.
Who's 5'8".
Okay. 4,093 yards. 27 touchdowns. 13 interceptions. With a 93.9 rating. Quarterback rating. And now look at what he's got in Minnesota.
Then he adds up to Thielen.
Diggs. Rudolph. And coming off of injury...
Dalvin Cook.
Yep.
He's got a lot more weapons this year, and he was a 4,000 passing yard guy last year.
Just what could possibly, like, it's honestly, Minnesota's, it's all on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd say that it's all on him, because, like, they had Sam Bradford last year, and, like, Sam Bradford...
He was hurt, but...
Well, even their other back up there, what's his, he signed with...
not McCoy. Broncos. Oh, I'm blanking on his name.
Well, I can't remember his name, but, like, those receivers just, like, I think they just made him look good. I think Bradford and, this is a barn burner. I don't remember.
Case Keenum. Oh, yeah. Offensively, Case Keenum. That offense helped him, made him play better. Of course they did.
And that's why I think Kirk Cousins has got a bit of at the start of the season, for sure, he's got a little bit of a layback that he doesn't have to come out and like be like, this is why you signed me. Oh, these guys will help. They'll bail him out. They're not going to. But like when it comes down to like down here, week 10, 13.
We're cheer guys. We're here. He's got to have his group.
You better be. We got your receivers. We got your tight end. We got your weapons. We got a good enough offensive line. If you can't start clicking, like.
And defensively.
And like, well, yeah. They've got one of the best defenses in the NFC.
Not even NFC, NFL.
Not true.
Okay, but I defensively, this unit, no key losses. Biggest game, Sheldon Richardson. But other than that, who they didn't lose anyone.
Nope, they just gained. They gained another guy for the trenches.
Gained a corner. Locked up Kendricks, locked up Hunter.
Probably have the best free safety in the league.
We could debate on that someday.
Oh, come on!
We could debate that on that someday.
Okay.
But let's get to the week. They're not week, they're season. I'm going 13-3. I honestly do. It's if Case Keenum can win you 13 games,
why can't Kirk Cousins?
So
ooh. Yeah, I could definitely agree with 13-3. Like you just said, if combined of Sam Bradford and Case Keenum can win you 13, and a guy who throwed for 4,000 yards last year, and then he comes to this team, like, do you think he's a 5,000 passer? Yeah, this year?
Oh, he's got to be. Like, honestly, like, when you look at what he has now, how couldn't he?
Yeah, he's got too many good weapons. I could see it. 13-3, I don't really disagree with any of the losses you have here.
So, let's run through it. Week 1, 49ers. I have them taking the win on that one.
Yep.
Week 2, the Packers, though. I have them
taking... Well, just like we said with the Packers, that's a week where if Kirk Cousins, if he's rolling...
If he struggled week 1,
he's not winning week 2. But if like he comes out and throws for like 400 yards and 3 TDs and... I don't know.
Week 3 against the Bills, that's a win.
Yep.
Week 4, Rams, lost.
Rams' defense is too good this year.
Week 5, Eagles, lost.
Yep.
Week 6, Cardinals, win.
Yep.
Week 7, Jets, win.
Yep.
Week 8, Saints, win.
Maybe.
Lions, week 9, another win.
Yep.
10 bye. 11. Week 11. Bears win.
Yes.
Week 12. Packers win.
Yes. All depends with Kirk Cousins.
Patriots win.
Yeah. It's Tom Brady. I don't know. It's hard to bet against Tom Brady.
But that defense. I'm sore. That defense is amazing.
Yeah.
And that Vikings win that one against the Patriots. Week 14, win against the Seahawks.
This team, I agree with that.
Dolphins, a win.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lions a win.
Yep.
Bears a win.
Even starting your backups against the Bears, you're still going
to
win.
My big thing is I'm expecting Kirk Cousins to hit his groove.
Yeah. Well, the Vikings are probably expecting that too.
But like, not only that, it's like, okay, even if you are playing the Packers or Patriots and it's getting tough, I'm sure that like Vikings defense could easily win you those games. Same with the Saints.
Yeah, if I'm a betting man, I'm not betting against Tom Brady. But
I'm a Patriot fan, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's hard to bet against him. He's so good. So good.
He is, but it's hard. Like, just how good that defensive unit is, it's hard to say that the Patriots offense is better than that defense.
Yeah.
It truly is. Yeah, the Patriots have a great offense, but this year they're a little banged up.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm thinking it's time to end the podcast. We have the winners of the division will be Minnesota, yep, going 13-3. Green Bay Packers going 11-5.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions going 9-7. And then the Bears going 8-8.
Sounds good.
So, like always,
quick shout out first. Ray Lewis, Hall of Fame. Best linebacker ever lived.
Quick wrap up. We are, tweet us at @A_Olette31.
Or at @MorganMats1.
Tweet us. Tweet the channel @_TheSideline. And make sure you check out our YouTube. And do we want to give a little preview about what we're thinking about doing our once a month?
Yeah, sure.
So, we were thinking about it. Once a month, we are going to read a graphic novel. Because, yep, sports is kind of our main thing, but
not everybody's a sports listener. So we're trying to expand it a bit. See, bring in more fans, draw in guys who are also graphic novel readers.
Yep. So hopefully, possibly, maybe this week we'll get this graphic novel out. And do we want to kind of tell them what we're thinking we're going to read?
Yeah, sure.
We are going to read A Killing Joke, right?
Yep.
It's a Batman, Joker. It's like 66 pages. It's a one and done. I've read it already. I'm actually a graphic novel comic book fan. So I'm actually quite excited to try this experiment and see how it does.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to call it. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sideline, and see you soon.